everything in the 50s and 60s, and all artists, is, I don't care if you're white or black.
Black,
race has nothing to do with it. Record companies like King Record Company and Modern, Flair and Crown, Chess, Atlantic, I'm going to say Jerry Wexler and Ahmet Erdogan. I'm putting names out there. Man, all these people, man, they ripped. Like the first contract I signed with Sid Nathan at King Record, man, I was getting a fourth cent.
A fourth of a cent.
1/4 of a penny. That's how much royalty they was going to give me.
Was that a mechanical royalty?
And you know, until this day, Rocket 88, we only got $60. Period. Until this day.
$25 on the thousand.
Man. And then you don't get that either.
Oh, yeah. You have to sue them for that.
Yeah, that's right. And so by the time the lawyer get that, man, you're in the hole.
Yeah, you owe them money.
Yeah, that's right. And so everybody got ripped off. But, you know, I want to say something about that right now because right now, I welcome change. And so therefore, it's like a few years ago, I was scared of a computer. And like now, everything I do, I can do like this with the computer. So, in other words, it's like I'm not locked in my ways of thinking and want things to stay the same. But I think it's nothing racial in what I'm saying either. And then I'm through with the race thing, so you just take me for what I say, that it is. Okay. I mentioned Jerry Wexler, Ahmet Erdogan, Tommy Dowd, that was Atlantic Record Company.
Yeah.
Leonard Chess with Chess Records in Chicago.
And Phil.
And then you have the Beharie brothers out here. That's who I started working with, the Beharie brothers, when I was young. Now, Atlantic Record Company in New York, Chess Records in Chicago, the Beharie brothers in California. Okay, now you had black radio stations in those days, like all over the United States. Anywhere you go in the United States, you could, unless you go up in the South Dakotas, North Dakotas, or something like that,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. But in other words, as long as you anywhere from California all the way across the United States, you could always find a rhythm and blues station, and you find the Ray Charleses, the Jackie Wilsons, the Jimmy Liggins, Joe Liggins, the Louis Jordans, the Otis Reddings, Wilson Pickett's. Franklin. When you wanted to hear that kind of music, you could go right to your station. You know exactly where to go find it.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh yeah. Say I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, you know she's all right? Oh, don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hey, man.
Aretha, yeah. Franklin. When you wanted to hear that kind of music, you could go right to your station. You know exactly where to go find it. Today it don't exist.
No.
Okay, now, why it don't exist? This is why it don't exist. It don't exist because the Jerry Wexler and Armand Erdogan, the Atlantic Records, the Leonard Chess in Chicago, and the Beharry Brothers in California, these are the people that kept, I'm saying, black music alive. They are the ones that had the black radio stations all over the United States playing black music.
That's right.
Now, these people are in their 80s. They all retired.
Zena Sears.
I talk to Jerry Wexler quite often now. And man, when they retired, nobody stepped in their place. Black kids started selling records out of the trunk of the car because of rapping, the cursing, and this, that, and other, calling women bitches and shoot your brother, blah, 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 all this shit. So, in other words, man, boys, no disrespect to Whitney Houston, no disrespect to Boys to Men, was that what it is?
Yeah.
No disrespect to any of them, but that don't represent the black race.
That's right.
Yeah, do you understand? Real black R&B music, man, is like our kids don't know nothing about this shit.
Did you say shit?
No. Our kids don't know anything about black music. All they know is I can play some stuff for you. In other words, when it was Ike and Tina, I used to do all kind of. I could please when you open the curtain. I didn't care what kind of audience was there. I could please it.
For the men. Of course, from the women. From the album of Out of Season, the song says,
Mama, don't you cook no fish, cause daddy gonna bring home enough crabs.
On the contrary, cause I've been loving you. Become a habit to me. I've been loving you just a little bit too long. Oh, baby, please don't make me stop now. Oh, I don't want to stop now. Loving you too long. I don't know why, but I don't want to stop now.
Cause you ain't ready to die.
Don't make me stop. Baby, you got my nose open.
You can make me do anything you want me to do. And I ain't lying here.
If you want me,
I do.
You can make me do anything you want me to do.
Cause right now you got me saying anything you want me to say.
Cause right now you got me saying anything you want me to say.
And baby, I'll buy you anything you want me to buy.
And if you want me,
I do.
I'll buy you anything, 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 anything you want me to buy. Yeah.
Cause you got just what I want. And I ain't lying either.
Cause baby, you got what I want.
And you got just what I need.
And you got what I need.
And, baby, I want you to rub it on me.
I want you to give it to me.
Make me say, oh,
ooh, shit, baby. If you just make me say, oh baby, oh baby, oh, 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 oh.
Look at him, baby. I ain't never tried to do nothing like this him before. But, you know, I'll try anything one time.
Tried one more time. Oh. What you hear is what you get.
What kind of audience was there? I could please it. Do you understand? Except, if you open it and it's a black teenage audience out there, like from 8 to 15 years old, that do that boom, 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 boom. I hate that music. Not what I'm talking about. I've never been into that, you know. I've never been into that kind of music. But anything else, man, I don't care. You go from Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, you name it, man, to 44 Blues by, it doesn't make no difference. It's like we could play it. So, but it's like today, man, there is no record company. In other words, like all black artists, man, like you take a black artist like Rick, well, he's not, Rick James, mm-hmm. He don't have a record deal.
No.
Ray Charles don't have a record deal.
Ray Charles doesn't
have his
own record.
But he better put him out there so we go get him out. I'm just talking about just being real about it. So that's what I want to be remembered for.
You know what?
I got to show this to you. If you can remember for one particular achievement in life, and in yours there have been many, what would it be?
That's it.
You know what strikes me as strange, Ike? Yes. Here, that's what you want to do. And in all actuality, you were one of the first people to start white rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's okay. The irony of it.
You now started it at the beginning, and you're going to pick it up on the end and turn it around again.
Yeah.
You've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's great, just won't wait. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we're riding in style. convertible top, and the girls don't mind.